Man, I'm with Jamari Farber. Who didn't you tackle tonight? Wow. What a game, dog. I mean, how do you come in tonight and just dominate like that on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, last week we didn't really finish the game, so our mindset was really just finished. So we were really trying to come in, play hard all four quarters, and make sure we secure the game, not let off the pedal. And I say we played 8 out of 10 in the first half, and our coach told us to play a 10 out of 10, finish it. And so second half, I came out, but they put my foot on their necks.
Totally swarming. Now you got KJ and Caleb who just walked up. How, I mean, the defensive hold tonight was awesome. I mean, how did you all prepare for this tonight, not knowing a lot about Providence coming in? We thought they'd be.
Last week's game, we had a chip on our shoulder.
Yeah, last week, coming up short, I feel like we came up short in the fourth quarter, and we had to come back from that, just come out fourth quarter, second half, put our foot on their neck, finish. That was the goal this week.
All right, so the defense has been awesome all year. I don't know off the top of my head how many points you've not given up. What do we do to keep this going next week? We got, what, South Iredell?
Coming to Monday, coming to practice, ready to work, just like any other week. Just like we came in this week, ready to work, having a chip on our shoulder. We always got to keep a chip on our shoulder.
KJ?
Coming back to what Coach Nixon said, starting at 7:20 in the weight room and lifting weights, getting bigger, stronger, keeping our muscles up. And just trying to stay strong throughout the season and practice hard all week.
Now, what are you going to do, Farmer, all week? Eat red meat and come out and kill everybody again?
Yeah, but next week, I feel like we need to build a bigger relationship as a team, get more closer together, and do the same thing next week.
All right, I appreciate y'all talking to me. Stellar job tonight. Keep it up. Let's go.
28 is a freaking monster.
Yes, he is.